Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Hey, welcome back, everyone. Let's just get started and get down into some of the nitty-gritty of what communication is all about. Let's start with Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. If you know, it doesn't say, sometimes don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Pretty much means do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Now you see, this is about them, not about you, their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So the goal of a argument is to be able to come to the middle ground, come to a peaceful resolution so that the two people can understand each other in a much greater way, so that the two people can come to a conclusion that will help their relationship grow. If you get to a place where the communication just keeps breaking down, then it's best to stop. Stop communicating for a little bit, sit some time, and both of you pray about it. And then come back together after you have done that, because obviously there's something that's not being able to be communicated in a healthy way. The other person is not being able to understand it, or to grow through that, or to move through that. So when it talks about do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only that which is helpful for building up, you have to think about conflict as a way of building up the relationship. Because sometimes the goal is to make this relationship work, right? Maybe some relationships, maybe you have a friend relationship, you don't want to work anymore and you have to step away from it. But you should not ever step away from that relationship with jabs and stabs and punches and then say, oh, by the way, don't ever talk to me ever again, or don't call me, don't whatever. Most people with those kind of relationships would just kind of do things that make it fade away. But there are a few that do not, that want to make it clear. But that's not a healthy way of setting up boundaries. So the goal there is to be able to set those boundaries up. Now, in communication, say as a couple, you need to have some boundaries and some rules that you're both willing to follow. The more unhealthy a communication style is within a couple, the more important those boundaries really are. Sometimes when I'm sitting and I'm talking with couples, their communication level is so low of being able to communicate healthily. You have to start at the basics. And one of the very first basic is besides the obvious of no physical contact in any kind of harmful way. You know, that's kind of a given. I always, put that right out there as, in some couples, it's not that kind of issue. Some couples can get into some physical, intimidation of things, but that's no. And part of that physical means, you can't throw things at each other either. Sometimes you have to get very specific. So if you're, above that, then one of the next rules of engagement is name calling and bullying. You cannot do that in a relationship. When you do that, you are really tearing at the very fabric of the foundation of that relationship. And that very fabric is very, very precious. You know, it's made within that covenant of who Christ is. So when there is name calling, you know, you don't have to use the typical name calling. I mean, you could name call by saying, you know, you act exactly like your father. You know, your father does all that kind of stuff, and now you're doing that. You're exactly like him. That can be considered name calling, because you are degrading that person down to some disgusting level that you think is bad and disgusting. So you can call names in that sort of way by comparing them to someone that they know that you distaste and dislike that particular characteristic from that other person. And a lot of people will do that. You're just like your mother. You're just like your cousin. You know, she's crazier than a loon bat too. You know, you can say those kind of things. You can, you know, call them, you know, physical names, you know, about their physical, you know, it's not my fault you're bigger than a barn. It's not my fault that you're lazy. All you do is sit around and watch TV and you're lazy. Those kind of things are also name calling. And it will be a direct cue that your relationship is not going to be healthier after this argument, after this conflict. You are tearing at the fabric of your relationship. Even though it's tempting, don't let yourself do it. Make yourself stop doing that. So do not allow yourself to name call. Now this is where we have to get into the next understanding of what anger does in a relationship. The angrier you get trying to communicate, even if it's over, you know, I've asked you to take out the trash. You never take out the trash. What is your problem? Do you have some kind of trash phobia? Why do you not take out the trash? You know, why? You always wait and let me have to take out the trash. You know, whatever it is, it can be something very simple about that. If you get to a level of anger that you cannot communicate in a healthy way, you might as well shut your mouth before you destroy anything else. And back up off of that and take some time and calm yourself down. Now, I know when my husband and I were young, you know, and starting to put some of these rules into place, it was hard sometimes making your mouth shut up, because anger will make you say things you don't want to say and make you do things you don't want to do. And I have eaten enough crow in my life to know it does not taste good and I don't like it. So you have to learn how to keep your anger from getting way out of whack. Because anger will certainly be one of the fastest ways of making a conversation go sideways. And look, and everyone's going to have a conversation that goes sideways sometimes. It happens. But learn from it. And don't make the same mistakes over and over and over again and having the majority of your conversations go sideways. So don't let yourself get so angry you cannot communicate in a rational way. If your voice starts going up, I always love this comment. Someone will say, well, you're yelling. And the other one will yell back, no, I'm not. You're yelling. So, you know, if someone tells you you're being loud or you're yelling, just stop and breathe and say, I'm sorry, I will calm down. Do whatever you got to do. Take a big glass of ice water and drink it down as fast as you can. That will help calm some of those chemicals down from being angry. But the best way is not to deny it, it's to accept it. And say, okay, and calm yourself down. Just turning around and blaming the other person for their yelling is very childish. Very, very childish. And you know, a low level of communication. It's kind of like one of those where I know I am, but what are you? Or I know you say that, but what are you? You know, like as kids on the playground. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are never going to hurt me. It's one of those kind of things. So it's real important that you just take that moment and say, okay, and realize that you are getting angry, because that's what the person is really telling you, is you're getting too angry to discuss this issue. So if you can't calm it down from there and calm your voice down, calm your whole physical body down, then you're not gonna have a healthy outcome. And you just need to stop. You need to pull that anger back in. Do whatever you gotta do. Okay, let me calm down for a minute. Give me, 30 minutes and let me calm down. And then you do that. Or maybe it's not an appropriate time. Say, we need to discuss this later so we can really talk about it. I need to get my thoughts together. I need to get, my anger under control. If you're too angry to bring up an issue, then don't do it. You have to wait until you're not so angry about bringing up an issue. Because anger is one of the first emotions that is going to throw a conversation sideways. Because anger is always a self-protecting emotion. And if you can only communicate when you're angry, then you need to get some help for that. You need to figure out, why can I only do this and communicate my true thoughts and feelings when I'm angry? Because being a calm person and communicating a thought or a feeling is too vulnerable. So I hope that you guys take this information and you get to a place where you can pull back some of that anger. And I really hope that this can begin to move you guys into healthier communication skills with everybody, because this is a skill and you can learn it. And tomorrow we're going to dive a little bit deeper into this and get into some nuts and bolts about, we got into a little bit, but more about anger, about communication, about all of the games that we play when we communicate. So thank you for listening. Have a great day. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.